Can I get a hand around there and break the shaft? Pull the sucker back out after the head is gone? Better not. The shaft might be keeping the bleeding from getting too bad inside. Seen that happen. What's going on? Can't move enough to look around. Hurts too much. All I can see from here is the plain, covered with bodies. Elephants, horses, some men in white, a lot more not. I think we took a lot of them with us. I think if the formations had just held up, we'd have kicked their asses. Can't hear. Total silence. Me? What was that? Silence of stone. Where did I hear that? Tired. So damn tired. Want to lay down and sleep. Can't. The arrow. Probably be too weak soon, though. Thirsty. But not thirsty like with a belly wound, thank the gods. Never wanted to die with a gut wound. Huh. Never wanted to die. Keep thinking about sepsis. What if the bowman put garlic or feces on his arrowheads? Blood poisoning. Gangrene. Smell like you're 6 days dead when you're still breathing. Can't amputate my chest. Shame and guilt. Brought the company to this. Didn't want to be the last captain. Guess none of them did. Shouldn't have fought today. Sure shouldn't have charged. Thought the illusions and elephants would be enough, though. Came close, too. Know what I should have done now. Stayed up in the hills where they couldn't see me and let them come to me. Could have sneaked around and used the old company trickery on them there. Show the standard in one direction and attack from another. But I had to come down here after them. Feel like a fool lying here in my underwear and a breastplate. Wonder if it did any damn good for Mergen to put that widowmaker suit on and go try to turn the tide. Mogaba will have his cojones for abandoning the standard. But I'm here, still holding the sucker up. Maybe somebody will come before I pass out. Getting so even somebody from the other side would look good. Damned arrow. Finish it off. Get it over. Something moving. Just my damned horse. Having lunch. Turning grass into horse hockey. Just another day in the life for him. Go fetch me a bucket of beer, you bastard. You're supposed to be so damned intelligent. Why can't you get a dying man a last beer? How can the world be so damned quiet and bright and cheerful-looking when so many men just died here? Look at that mess. Right down there, 50 dead guys in a patch of wildflowers. Going to smell the stink for 40 miles in a couple days. How come this is taking so long? Am I going to be one of those guys who makes a career out of croaking? Something out there. Something moving, way out. Crows circling. My old friend the Stump, crossing the plain of the dead on a holiday stroll. Stepping light, though. In a good mood. What was that before? Not yet time. Crows. This critter death? I've been looking my own death in the eye all the way down here. Carrying something. Yeah. A box. About a foot by a foot by a foot. Remember noticing that before, but not paying much attention. Never heard of death carrying a box. Usually a sword or a scythe. Whatever that.